Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening today, who just took time out for the 30 minutes we're going to go in today and just get it in. We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled time at 9 starting next week. Appreciate you guys bearing with us. I know you could have been anywhere else, but you're here with us, and that means a lot to me. So feel free to rock out with us tonight. And if you feel like getting on the mic, please feel free to do that as well. We appreciate your support, and we're going to have a good time tonight. And also, as I learn and grow, I'm going to give back to you as well, always. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, just toss it. Believe me, I understand. You know, use what you need, and the rest, keep it pushing. All right, so this first track I'm going to play, I hope you guys enjoy.
The Black Salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet, riddled with fear. for the salamander's aura shine too bright to stand there. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, fitting free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that track. That was Black Salamander by 13 of Nazareth. Y'all make sure y'all check him out. That's 13ofNazareth.com, www.13ofNazareth.com. Also, our next show that's coming up, we'd love for y'all to come out. That is Saturday, July 28th. And I got some more shows coming up, out of state, out of town. We'd love for you guys to be in the building. We appreciate all that you do and your continued support for all that we do. I know we have people who listen all over the world. We appreciate you taking time out of your day. And I appreciate you guys fluctuating with me a little bit. You know, it was necessary, you know, to do this, you know, priorities first. But I had to do what I had to do. But we're here. We're going to make it happen. Have a good time. And if you don't get a chance to hear this live, you can always go back and listen to the show whenever you see fit and whenever you feel like it. We'd love for you guys to check it out. You know, and all the shows are archived. So anytime you want to listen to a show, feel free to do so. All right, you guys. So just what I was talking about, as I learn, I grow, and I go. I learned, and I said this at my last show at Illusions, was that I realized something in my life that, and I want to share with you guys, and hopefully you can attest to it. If you can't, like I say, toss it. I won't be offended, because you have to take what you need and do what you have to do for you. So with that being said, I learned that my labor wasn't in vain. When I say labor, like the work, the effort, the time, you know, you can include the labor of having a child too. It was not in vain. It all was purposeful. And I realized my flaws weren't in vain. My mistakes weren't in vain. My disappointments, my experiences weren't in vain. My lessons, whatever you want to call that, to throw out there that, you know what I'm saying, you think about, you're like, wow, you know, I went through that, but why? Or what have you. You start asking different questions. I realized those things, like, made me into the woman I am today, if you allow it. Now, you can go through some experiences in your life, whether they're good, bad, ugly, you know, the worst, better, however, and you can either learn from them or continue to repeat them. And I was a repeat offender for so long, I got tired, you know, like, I got tired of me. I can't blame it on anyone else, because can't anybody do anything to me that I don't want them to do to me, you know, because I allow it. Even if I'm sitting there saying, but you don't understand what blah, 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 blah did or whatever, or what happened, or whether it's a job, it's whatever. Whatever it is that you, that's attached to you. It could be kids, it could be job, it could be whatever. It could be finances, it could be whatever it is that's attached to you, and you're questioning it, or you're trying to go in your mind and trying to figure out, you know, because that war within, we all deal with the war within. That's the angel in you, and that's that devil in you. The light, the dark, however you want to call it, the yin and yang, we all have it. You know, and I just realized just how my life is continuing to evolve is that those things that I endured, like I say, whether it was the bad that I endured, whether it was the good that I endured, whether it was a lesson I endured, whether it was labor, you know, work, if whatever it was not in vain. It was all had a purpose. And that, to me, was the most freeing epiphany I've ever had. And maybe somebody can use what I'm saying. And if you can't, I get it. I understand. But I just want to say that learn, if you can and if you choose to, learn from you. You are your own best teacher if you allow yourself to teach. There are other people out here who can teach you, but you also have to take time to teach yourself. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying just be in your own box and teach yourself. I'm just saying that look back at you as you're learning and you're growing and you're learning from others, because I would encourage you to learn from others. You know what I'm saying? Learn from others, but also learn from yourself. Learn from your decisions. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your lessons. Learn from the greatness. Learn from your appreciations, and stay humble with it. You know, because humbleness is necessary. And I'm constantly listening to different motivational speakers because I want someone to pour into me too. And so I'm learning from them, but I'm realizing, like, the things that I'm learning, I got to pour into me. That's why I say teach you too. Make sure you teach you. You know, be the student and be the teacher. And encourage yourself to be better. And I'm going to say this all the time. Your only competition is the old you. If the old you doesn't work anymore, it's okay to make some changes. It's okay to make some moves. It's okay to do something different. Yes, it's going to be scary. And I'm speaking to myself. It's going to be scary because you're walking on new terrain, new territory. But it's all worth it if you feel that you're worth it. Someone can tell you you're not worth it, but if you believe you're worth it, then you're worth it. I believe you're worth it, whether I see you, know you, don't know you. I believe you're worth it because we're all worth it. It's easy to give up. It's easy to quit. But I promise you, the journey on this open road, I love that poem, on this open road, we may be on the same open road, but our journeys will always be different. And that's what makes you uniquely you and me uniquely me. And that's how I feel like we all fit like a puzzle if you allow it. We don't have to be crabs in a barrel. We actually can mesh and help each other very well if, like I say, if we allow it. So with that being said, I know that was like a heavy bomb, heavy hitter as far as just sharing that with you guys, as far as just a big nugget to think about. Something to think about. It's the inspiration nugget. Something to grow from if you allow it. Like I say, if it does not work for you, and you're like, ah, me, what China just said, I'm cool, I'm good, I don't want to hear it, I'm not mad at you, I still love you. And I'm just giving you, who said it the best? I think it was Anita Baker, giving you the best that I got. I'm giving you the best that I got. And you can do what you want to with it. Either way, it's still good. So with that being said, I'm playing another track, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. They're too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch a cafe. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper, like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my mental would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. Another quick. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you do don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son. Speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name. This is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith. I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look what I made. Hope I say they don't rage in the deal because I ain't safe. The mix you flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you. I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I'm bobbing with you guys. I know at a different time tonight, But I think, you know, everything happens for a reason. We actually are going to convene back at 9 o'clock starting next Tuesday. So we'd love for you guys to check out the show. And also, don't forget to come to Illusions Saturday, July 28th. Going to have a good time. And just to kind of go back on what I was talking about earlier about different things, our experiences, you know, in life. And I mentioned this at my show, and I felt the need to mention it here because I didn't mention it the last week, but I was talking about how your experiences, your labor, it's not in vain, the different things you endure, the heartbreaks, the different things, the good things, you know what I'm saying? It's not all bad. Those good things you experienced, those things were not in vain. Everything has a purpose. If you allow those purposes to work for you, you'd be amazed who you evolve into and how you evolve. And remember this, that the only competition you have is with the old you. And that's only if you're tired of the old you and you want to make some changes. Now, mind you, all of the old you isn't all bad, so I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if different changes you want to make, we have to evolve. We have to transition into something different and unlearn those behaviors and learn something totally different. Like I say, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, lose it. I won't be offended. I still love you the same. So with that being said, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, lady?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Just got hit with some bad news, but I'm okay.
Oh,
yeah, my best friend called me on the water, told me one of our coworkers, three people, two adults and one child, and it just breaks my heart. But I mean, you know, and on the news now, they're trying to say that alcohol was involved, but from what I was, you know, I know of him. He has been off the wagon stopped drinking years ago. And he's an older guy, you know, and had a wife, lost his wife, all that. And it's just sad. It's sad. They're trying to, you know, three counts of vehicular manslaughter. And
driving.
Yes, he was driving one of our company vehicles.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's really sad because, like I said, this man has been with the company like 17, 18 years. And to lose your job and to take someone's life, that, you know, that takes a toll on you. So, you know, it's just sad, you know. But other than that, I'm trying to beat this heat. You didn't warn me.
Oh, yeah. I asked you, was you ready? You said, oh, yeah, it's nothing.
Look, you didn't say the weather. You didn't ask me was I ready for the weather.
Oh, yeah, the weather ain't no joke. There have been so many people who have literally passed out because of severe dehydration. Severe dehydration and severe salt deficiency.
Wow, that's crazy.
So you have to stay hydrated around here, because when you're constantly sweating, all that salt, all that stuff that's in your body is literally pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I just appreciate your prayers.
Come back to me in a few. I might have something for you out of my archives.
Right.
I can say that now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was just talking. That's awesome. I was just saying that we're actually going to be here till 6:30. So you let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
But I was just letting everybody know, and everybody, that was Nikki. Please stay on the line. I was just mentioning to everybody who, if you get a chance, I know that this month has been off because this whole entire month has been a 6 o'clock. I think it's 6 o'clock. We might have done maybe one or two shows at 9 earlier this month. But I do appreciate everybody's patience, taking time with the change, the fluctuation. So we're actually going to be back on track at 9. But speaking of archives, is that every show that you miss, or you just want to hear the show again, I'm like, oh, my God, we had so much fun that night, I remember, in February or whatever. You can always go back and archive. And how you archive, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcipher. And you can listen to any of the episodes that we have ever played. And you can share those episodes. Like, oh, my God, I never forget when Nikki did that piece, you know what I'm saying, about 911 choke that hoe, or whatever it is, or Fire and Desire, or China did a piece, or Dion was on the line, and Carlos was on the line, or Lisa was singing, or whatever it is you want to hear again, or different people got online, and you got a chance to hear them, and you really like that piece, or you want to hear that piece again, or you want to share it with your coworkers, or you like just want to listen to it throughout the day. You can listen to these tracks anytime you feel like it, and you can actually save them for yourself. So you can listen to them anytime you feel like it. Like I say, we've been doing this show, it'll be 5 years in November of this year. And you can go back and listen to all of those. And the other tracks, like when I started with Tell Me I Can Radio, you just go to Tell Me I Can Radio, blogtalkradio.com with Tell Me I Can Radio, and you'll just click on the Lyrical Cipher, and you'll get a chance to hear all those tracks when I first started. And that was in 2013, so you kind of see how we grew from there. And I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who listened to the show then. And I had so many featured artists on a regular basis. I just got to give a big shout-out to Sean Ingram, 13 Nazareth. We had so many different people who got on. We had Breeze, Dasana Hanu. We had Princess. We had so many different artists. Jamila, Ratu. So many artists, Michelle Forbes. We just had so many artists that I just pay homage to who share their tracks. We had LJ, Ian, Infinite. I mean, the list goes on and on. Monica Day. We had Inkstress. You know, so many different people on Voice, the 3Gs. We just had a really, really good time, and I like to pay homage and give people their flowers now because it's true. These are people who were there and rocked out with me and vibed out with me, and I appreciate you. I know some of you guys have soared with your wings, and you're going whatever God sees fit for you to be. I want you to continue to soar. I won't ever clip anybody's wings, but I don't mind paying homage to you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open mic lines one more time to Miss Nikki and let her do what she does. What's up, Miss Letty?
Okay, I'm going to do the big city girl since I'm out here in North Cackalack.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you know about a big city girl and a small town guy? They met over the internet. Talk about your Wi-Fi. It was an instant connection without slow speed. I mean, 8 months of chatting with very good reception. So we decided to meet up, and let's just say we can proceed. Eye-to-eye contact is what we made. 16 days have passed, and now I wish you would have stayed. You downloaded all your memory into my hard drive, making me run like I feel so alive. You may not be the perfect guy, and you may even make me cry. But our love is real, that's for sure. It's only the beginning for this big city girl and this small town guy. That's it.
I like that. Man,
I had to go.
That was hot. Let me find out.
Look, look, that was from 2016.
Really?
That was May of 2016. I told you, let me go back in my archive.
I see. Man, that I like that. I was sitting there listening. I was like, wow, you know what I was thinking about? The city mouse, the big city mouse, and then the country mouse. Remember, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I remember they used Mickey Mouse to do that. But that was, you know, another story, of course, before that, that fable, but yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones.
Most definitely proud of you, because I'm just looking at how you have grown and you continue to grow. Like, that's what I was talking about, like, those your experiences, the different things you endure. Even though, you know, we all endure good, the bad, the ugly. Like, it's not in vain. I know you heard me talk about that when I was at the Illusions. But I'm just realizing, like, count it all. Like, I understand what old folks say, count it all on joy. Like, all of it. Everything. Because it actually gets better.
It does. It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And then as
yeah.
time moves, when I see, like you tell me, my growth.
Because mm-hmm.
I can get on the email and just recite like it's nothing, you know. And
exactly.
I feel good about it, you know. So I'm trying. Yeah.
You got this. I mean, everybody goes to something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you got to keep pressing.
That's right.
You gotta
all
keep
day,
pressing.
Every day.
Did you do one more, or what did you want me to do?
Oh, yeah, if you can do one more and close us out, that'd be perfect.
Okay, let me find a good one. Okay. I'm going to do choice. I have many choices to love or not love, which means to serve or be alone, to accept without question, or to reject in solitude, dependence versus independence, and fulfillment against unmet needs. Decisions about submission, my dreams are active, my fantasies are heavy. Desires burn as a bright flame. Choices to grow narrow as I weigh emotional practicality with foolish impulse, until one emerges, who will remove all hesitation from the decision to love without reservation? Love is what you make it. For me, I was gone when you stepped around that corner and our eyes met. That's it. Y'all have a good evening.
And you too. And I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for rocking with me through the transition. But we'll be right back at it again next week at 9 o'clock. And thank
okay.
you, Nikki, for just doing what you do.
Oh, you so welcome, Tony. I got you.
All right. That's right. I got you too, buddy. All right, everybody. That was Nikki. And look, I normally say that she is in Los Angeles, but today she's actually in my hometown. She's in K-Town. So hope you are enjoying your trip here, and I'm going to be leaving. I don't know how soon, but we appreciate having you. I hope and pray that you had awesome hospitality here in the Carolinas, and we ship you off right. So for everybody who listened to the show, we thank you for taking the time out today. Like I said, we couldn't do this without you. If you did not get a chance to listen to the show, and I know we're already doing this and we're doing this live, you can always go back and listen to the show later, share it with your friends. We'd love for you to do that. And we'll be right back at it again at 9 o'clock starting next week. Love you all. Be blessed. Have a great night.